Property Tax, a listener gets in touch, says the homeowners are an easy target for the council for their failure to collect millions in unpaid rates arrears or rents arrears, says Tim in Tralee. Morning Jury, says another caller this morning, ordered home heating oil last week, 500 litres, €625. This week, 500 litres cost €680. And now Kerry County Council increased the price of property tax by 10%. This is very disappointing by the council. Where will it all end? Asked this listener. Well, that was the outcome of yesterday's second day of a meeting and consternation and debate over the setting of the local property tax rate for the year to come, for the 2 years to come, because Kerry County Councils have voted to increase the rate of local property tax for the next 2 years. Councillors have the power annually to vary the base LPT rate for the following year or 2 years by plus or minus 15% or leave the rate unchanged. The rate for 2022 this year was 7.5% above the base rate. A meeting to discuss the rate took place on Monday. It was adjourned. The second meeting took place yesterday. A motion to increase local property tax in Kerry to 10% above the base rate for the next 2 years was passed by 17 councillors to 13 yesterday afternoon, with three councillors absent. Now, with me on the line to talk about this, we have Councillor Michael O'Shea of Fianna Fáil, who was the proposer of the motion. We also have independent councillor Brendan Cronin, who wants more savings made by the council before all this happens. Mike Shea, look, 2 days of trashing this out. Warnings about the budget for next year and the deficit the council would face. Is that the reason why he went for the 10%?
Well, Jory, you see, good morning, Jory. Good morning, Brendan. Good morning, listeners. It was, Jory, because I'll tell you why. We had a lot of debates, I suppose, in the council chambers for 2 to 3 days, and we had a lot of party meetings. Both Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil had our own party meetings, and they went on for hours as well. And I can assure you, and there were no talking shop. There was fairly heavy talking went on in those party meetings as well. But the issue was, Jory, that we're caught with a 13 million deficit facing the year 2023 financial year. So we were caught with that amount of monies, and we were facing serious cuts in terms of services, let alone throughout the whole county of Kerry. You know, street cleaning, you name it. To the armature yesterday, housing, essential repairs, all those things, housing maintenance, everything was facing serious threats. So we had to find some fund somewhere to continue on the core services for Kerry County Council. So, and for our constituents and our population of 155,000 people as well. So we had to think very hard yesterday what we were going to do. Now, we were asking the executive of Kerry County Council the alternatives. If we did left it at 7.5% and left it at base, we were told quite simply that if we didn't move in some form or shape in the LPT, they'd be asking us for a 5% increase in the commercial rate in 3 weeks' time, which would be devastating to businesses right around the county of Kerry. So we debated again ourselves, both parties, and we decided as a group that we would try and find something in the LPT. So all we did was we agreed. All of us agreed, both parties agreed, that we would go with a 10% increase in the LPT, which would bring in 1.2 million to Kerry County Council, plus the 1.8 we got from government recently, that 60 million euro announcement, 3% came to Kerry, so we got 1.8 of that, and the 1.2 is 3 million. So we're facing the budget now with a deficit of 10 million. So we had to do some heavy lifting yesterday, and for some, I'm sure it will be appreciated, and by more it will not, but that's where we are in Kerry County Council to create progress, create a vibrancy within our county. We can't stand over services being diminished right throughout the county of Kerry, because it would look bad in Kerry County Council and us as a council if we weren't kind of to the fore and put your county first in terms of our actions. Now, you see, all of that is fine as such, but also as well, Jerry, and as you might be well aware, is that there is a lot of projects, 37 projects coming into Kerry in the next while, 37 major projects, and they're all co-financed as well from the LPT. So the LPT is a big pot, where it helps local services, and it also helps to create and draw down major funds from the TAR funding, from the URDF, like Killarney and Tralee are successfully getting, and like the RRDF for Killarney and Carsevine, and hopefully Dingle and Milltown and all of them. But all that funding comes out of the LPT pot. So it's so important that the LPT pot is in place to fund core services and to fund co-finance
projects that gets money from state agencies to deliver things in the county. Okay, that's the reason why you went in favour for it. Councillor Brendan Cronin, what's your response? You voted against the 10% increase.
Good morning, Jerry. Good morning, Mike. Good morning to your listeners. I suppose, like, we have, as elected members of the council, we have the opportunity, it is our democratic right, each year since the formation of the Local Property Act, to, as you outlined at the beginning, you have the option to plus or minus 15% or let it the same. A number of councillors, you had Councillor O'Callaghan on there previously regarding this. Niall had proposed a zero increase, in other words, no increase.
Yeah,
that would, and a number of us, I would be one of the number of councillors, were supporting and backing that. That didn't get to a vote because the 10% vote preceded it, and when that was passed, our opportunity was deemed null. It didn't go to a vote. But we were providing 13.7 million. That's the base rate. So there was a lot of spin went on yesterday in every direction. A lot of stuff went on. It was kind of heated, but there's nothing wrong with that either. But, you see, there's huge pressure out there, Jerry, and what we were trying to put the message across and trying to explain, I see and I hear it, and I'm people talking to me about, you know, they're facing their ESP bills are doubling. This would be just a normal domestic house. Business has gone through, businesses' bills have gone through the roof. Their heating has gone through the roof, doubled again. And people are genuinely out there saying that come this winter, they're going to have to look at how they're, you know, turning off lights, cutting down the heating, not to mind petrol, not to mind the food and all that. And you see, it's all very well. And the way we were looking at it, right, we were providing the 13.7 million, and that was giving us substantial funding to back projects. But the straw that often breaks the camel back is a further increase again on top of what's already out there. And like every councillor then has to weigh up, obviously, where you're coming from and your particular area. And like that, I've been campaigning, and this would be, I suppose, from my geographical area in the Killarney area. I've been campaigning, and they're all mentioning big projects. And yes, the North Kerry councillors there have the Dale Road and fair play to them, and I backed them when they came in to the council chamber. It was up. Likewise, they have their greenways. But for an example, I sought the management of the council, and I have been since I went in there for a new bridge project in Listry. That hasn't come or isn't coming. They have failed, not alone me, but they have failed the people out there. And you see, in that general area, if you take that east of Killarney, for example, they have no footpaths, they have no public lighting, they can't benefit from all these huge beneficial things. But a major project like that would be hugely beneficial. That is not on the pipeline. That didn't come true. And them people, they are out there, they are paying their LPT, and they are asking continuously, why are we increasing, what do we see for it? They have to be taken into account.
Do they not, just on that, do they not see services in their local town that's provided for it, that they use? They don't just live in their houses and stay there and don't move around the county, surely?
But basic services, that's the core of the council business, the basic services. If you come into town to do shopping and all that, well, that's fair enough. And if you come into benefit from the public light. But you won't benefit from the public lighting outside in Listry. I don't want benefit from above in Ballyhar or over in Kilcommon out in the countryside. Or you want out in the countryside in Barrowdove and them areas. It's not there. It's a different scenario.
Okay.
And like, you were talking about, you know, about funding and cuts, and it was mentioned about where would funding be got. And I put it out, and there's a lot of people out there believe that there's that money could be financially used a way better. Let's put it that way.
Tell me about your idea. You're saying that the council should be spending its money better, more efficiently, get more savings in the council side. Is that right?
And one example I gave at the meeting before I was shut down yesterday by the mayor was an example I gave. And fair play, we have the URDF funding on those projects. But you know what I've noticed, and I've noticed this over the last number of years, and maybe yourselves in the media would notice it as well. It seems to be a consultant's paradise, and more power to them. Because I'll tell you this, Jerry, the volume of reports, the volume of assessments, you'd need a forklift to move them around. They're costing hundreds and hundreds of thousands. I'm putting in a motion, and I thought this to the meeting yesterday for November, for the last 4 or 5 years to get the details of what's been paid out. Can we have a look at that before we start targeting basic services?
Okay. Too much money going on. Too many bureaucratic reports before anything is done. What's your response to that, Councillor Mike Shea? This is putting unreal hardship on people, and the council needs to spend its money better.
See, Jerry, look, and be very fair, you know the structure, you know what happened in the last few days with the LPT budget. We adjourned the meeting to give both Sinn Féin and the Independents a chance to go back out and come back in with figures. They came back in yesterday, both Sinn Féin and those Independents who proposed the minus 15% and back to base. They came back in yesterday and they failed miserably as a group to substantiate a counter-financial argument or any defence whatsoever to put funding on the table to provide services for the County of Kerry. If we had gone back to base, Jerry, yesterday, and we had voted for that proposal on base, you take, for instance, that the projects for Killarney alone represent ZMD will be cut by 25%. All the projects in the county will be scaled back. Take, for instance, you go back to the services. You take, for instance, the local authority housing will be scaled back. Them services will be scaled back by 32%. Street cleaning will be cut back by 15 to 20% if we'd gone back to base. So you're talking of massive, serious cuts if we did that. Now, you're only talking, Jerry, in simple pounds and pence. What we did yesterday, at 10% above the 22 rate, we increased it by €2.25 for the lower band. The lower band of 90.
For the year.
We increased €2.25. We increased it by. And for the middle band, it decreased by about something under €10 for the year.
It's up to 247, €5.60 increase on this year.
A week. That's it. €2.25 we're talking about in the year. That's what we're talking about. In the year. And €10 on the year for the band too.
Okay.
That's what you're talking about overall. That's what it is. And the further more, Charlie, what happened really was, as well, you see, to explain it to you, that in 2021, we had something in the region of around 33 or 4,000 houses, 21,000 houses in the lower band, and this year 12,000 more houses came off the higher band down to the lower band of the €99.
So a lot of people will be paying less. Okay.
Final words
to Councillor Conan. What about that point? Look, it's €2.25 per year for the majority of houses in Kerry.
Yeah, one second. Just to clarify a couple of things. We went in at 10:30 on Monday last, and we gave 5 hours debating. And we went in yesterday morning, and it was only at about 1 o'clock yesterday, a 1:30 before the Fianna Fáil Fine Gael group, because they do control the council since they joined up in 2019, made any proposal of any description. And that was only after 8 or 10 hours. And there was a lot of stuff going on. And it was about, like, Mike was very concerned about who was standing in for photographs and things. Petty stuff. But look, isn't it funny? And there was spin, Jerry. There's spin came from all sides, because I'll take you back a small bit.
We're short in time, so make your point briefly.
Yeah, very briefly. It's not so long ago since the LPT went by Kerry County Council and by management's request to two private companies. And they were supporting two private companies, albeit they're very successful. There was no concern.
And job creating.
There was no concern about housing or no concern about anything. So there was a lot of spin being put out, I think, myself, and I said this, to put pressure on individual councillors. But the Fianna Fáil Fine Gael group gave 2 days before they made any proposal, and our proposals had been on the table since day one, and we weren't given the opportunity to vote. And
okay,
Jerry,
all right, we're going to have to leave it there.
One second.
Very
one
briefly, second. We're out of time. We've no time.
Jerry, to tell the people of Kerry, the biggest beneficiaries of the LPT are the Killarney MD, and they gave us one vote yesterday, and they have 16 million worth of projects over the URD effort for the public development for Killarney and the inner street improvements. They have 5 million for the...
And only one vote. You're saying it's not...
Don't you worry.
And furthermore,
All right, we're over time, gentlemen. We'll have to leave it there. Councillor Brendan Cronin, Councillor Michael O'Shea.